There was a loud bang, and Mr. Malfoy was thrown backward. He crashed down the stairs three at a time, landing in a crumpled heap on the landing below. He got up, his face livid, and pulled out his wand, but Dobby raised a long, threatening finger.
"You shall go now," he said fiercely, pointing down at Mr. Malfoy. "You shall not touch Harry Potter. You shall go now."
Lucius Malfoy had no choice. With a last incensed stare at the pair of them, he swung his cloak around him and hurried out of sight.
"Harry Potter freed Dobby," said the elf shrilly, gazing up at Harry, moonlight from the nearest window reflected in his orb-like eyes. "Harry Potter set Dobby free."
"Least I could do, Dobby," said Harry, grinning. "Just promise never to try and save my life again." The elf's ugly brown face split suddenly into a wide, toothy smile. "I've just got one question, Dobby," said Harry, as Dobby pulled on Harry's sock with shaking hands. "You told me all this had nothing to do with He Who Must Not Be Named, remember? Well..."
"It was a clue, sir," said Dobby, his eyes widening as though this was obvious. "Was giving you a clue. The Dark Lord, before he changed his name, could be freely named, you see?"
"Right," said Harry weakly. "Well, I'd better go. There's a feast, and my friend Hermione should be awake by now." Dobby threw his arms around Harry's middle and hugged him.
"Harry Potter is greater by far than Dobby knew," he sobbed. "Farewell, Harry Potter."
And with a final loud crack, Dobby disappeared.